Sometimes I think about, you know, I ought to just change and just concentrate on another part of the world. But when you've been with the work for 47 years, we started the 47th year in August the 30th of this year. It's very hard to do it. It's really like trying to disown one of your own children or grandchildren. And so for that reason, I have to keep myself in check. Believe me, Brother Dan McLeod has already introduced the Bahamas to me, and I can't move any farther than him introducing me to it at this point. But those people have been greatly in our prayers. We know what they've gone through, are going through some things ourselves. Our mission in the Pacific is to take the glad tidings, Isaiah 63, verses 61, 1-3. And the good news of Jesus Christ. The Fijians say the tuk-tuk vanaka. And so Mary always gives me some advice and warnings before I come and speak. If she's not with me, she always gives me this advice. And sometimes she'll speak to me in Fijian, and I know then she's really serious. And so she told me, don't be too much vasalevu in the telano balavu in the Salingalinga, that is to carry it out for a long time. So I'm going to try to do that to you this morning. What I've just said is carried out for a long time. You know, the Lord had a plan. Sometimes His plan, not sometimes, what am I saying? Always His plan is the best. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible gives us a great principle, at least a principle. And that is that he would start with a double handful of men, 12 men, basically speaking. And he would say, you're to begin where you are, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Well, we have duplicated that. 48 years ago, I said before we ever left, from a three-week trip that I had made previously to the Fiji Islands, I said that plan ought to work for the Pacific. And I had enough knowledge of the Pacific at that time that we knew that we had the entire Pacific Oceania region. And we had a great job. Well, it didn't take us long after we got to Fiji and started our work, about 2.5 to 3 years, we realized that we were the only missionary family between New Zealand, Australia, down under, all the way to Japan, and between the state of Hawaii, all the way over to Papua New Guinea, Indonesia, and the Philippines. And this became a reality that we would begin in Fiji, start where you are, and then go to other areas. In any country where we have lived and where we have worked out from, we've always done like Paul. Paul went to the urban areas. Follow his journey in the book of Acts. He would go to the urban city areas, and from there he would do God's work. Metropolitan areas, a lot of people, we have done the same thing. Starting in Fiji, and then as we have carried the gospel to the 22 countries in the Pacific, we have followed that same path all the way. There are some areas where we can go. And again, I discovered this from the Apostle Paul. Now, this was a picture day because I was winning some pelakaki. Now, if you don't know what that is, that's mackerel with a coconut cream and onions and chilies in it in a coconut bowl, and very strong and smelly. When you eat it, you smell your fingers for 2 days. No matter what you do to them, you smell your fingers. But that was a purpose that day. But on that day, like any day that we will go to the market, we're always going to meet people. That's the purpose of our being there, is to meet people. Now, this was a weekday, and this was not a Friday or Saturday. Friday or Saturday, it's bumper to bumper, not in cars, but in human beings. You just push and shove like them and do go about your activity. I just push and shove and say, let me tell you about Jesus. Don't think it rude, because that's the Pacific Island way. Push and shove and get to your business. But this is a great place to do evangelistic work. And on this day, it was not any different than any other day. We're going to meet people. And somebody will say, what are you doing here? Better not ask me what I'm doing here. because I'm going to say what I'm doing there, and I'm going to introduce Jesus and His church to others. And in doing that, it is always the fact that they will say, but I got a Bible question, Lord. Then I start looking up, and there are going to be other people that have joined in the Bible study because we're doing what Jesus said do. But in any country, whether it be Fiji, Vanuatu, the Solomon Islands, Kiribati, or wherever, there's always those village areas. Now, are you very observant? Look to the right, look to the left, look ahead of you. Let your eyes in the back of your head look behind you. Let it happen. If you're very observant, you will see that there's electricity in this village. Thank the Lord. That's always a blessing. Because in the Pacific Islands, when it gets dark and there is no electricity, it's so dark you cannot see your Caucasian hand in front of you. It's that dark. No street lights in those village urban or in those village areas and those rural areas of the Pacific. We love this area. We can't stop. This day I stopped, and one of the men and his family operate selling artifacts. And I'm always intrigued by those. And I stopped for that reason, plus another reason of necessity. And when I stopped, I went in, he said, what are you doing in Fiji? And I spoke to him in Fijian. And then he said, a Kaiviti Volungi, that's a white Fijian. And then he said, but what are you doing here? And he shouldn't have said that. That's the cue. And I began to share Jesus and the church with him. And he said, I've got a question. Before I knew it, the shop was full of people near it. How the word spread. Do not ask me. I do not know. But the word does spread. Now, there are some things still very effective. After 47 years, there are some things still more effective. Now, we have changed the color. We've added color to it. And that's all. It's still very effective. Tracks are very important. We don't just give one track. We have a fixed track packet, and we give a number of tracks about Jesus Christ, His church, salvation, certain parts of salvation, and other critical New Testament Bible subjects. And we love those. They always open up doors, and that's what we're looking for, isn't it? Those doors that will open themselves to me and, or to others. And not only that, but that will open up other doors. Then Bible correspondent courses. After all these years, it's not changed at all. Put me in a good location with 8 or 10 workers, and I can enroll easily 200 plus people in the Bible correspondent courses. Isn't that wonderful? That it's still that they're interested in studying the Word of God, and studying that way, and still people chase down. If we throw out of the vehicle we're traveling in tracks, they still run for them out in the rural village areas. And even in the capital. But you know, our purpose in life is 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You know, sometimes we concentrate on 6, 7, 8, and 9. But verse 5 really sets the correct tone for the rest of those verses. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 5, Paul would say, we are ministers. A little bit deceiving, and a little bit not so clear. The Greek word diakonos. We are servants, both men and women. We are servants by which others believe. You know, Dan said, we give God all the honor and glory and praise. I want to say to you, anything I say in this presentation, we know that we are workers, are servants, by which others believe. And we give God all the honor and glory and praise. We plant, we water. Guess what? God always gives the increase. He never goes back on His word. Again and again and again, it will happen. Now, one thing that has changed some is the mass media. Wow, we have changed that. We've got tracks on Facebook. I don't do Facebook. But we've got tracks on Facebook. And we have others that have helped us to put them on Facebook. We have radio programs that have been going for 25, 30, 35 years in the Pacific. Long time ago. And most of them we get at no cost. And it's amazing how those things take place and how that doors will open and God will make a way. We've got TV ads. Now, on the TV roll that in that country, we've got TV ads also. And we just use many means of mass media to really get the gospel to the masses. Now, remember, we plant, and usually it will start with one or two. But in Vandamu settlement, it did not start with one or two. We taught and we baptized five to begin with. That was the beginning. Now, they've grown beyond this. This was within the first 3 months. They've grown, and they've grown a lot more. One of the brothers had went to the government, surveyed a piece of his land, and deeded it to the church. Isn't that wonderful? You know, these brethren have a mind for the future and how that the church can grow. Usually, it will start with only one or maybe two obeying the gospel. Very small beginning, over and over again. This is one of the larger beginnings, and we thank God and give Him all the honor, glory, and praise. Now, if you were to be with me, and you were to talk to the Pacific Island brethren, and you would say, what one thing has really impacted the Lord's work in the Pacific? They'd say a bunch of other things in the beginning. And some of them are not important because me and Mary are not important. We're just servants by which others believe. But then finally they would come down and they would say, Pacific Islands Bible College has changed the face of the church in the Pacific Islands. You know, I toil with this. I really struggled with it. And I really let it turn in my mind for over 10 years, before I settled. And the thing that kept holding me back, Robert, whatever you start, make sure it is indigenous from day one, like congregations we plant. We sow the seed, we plant the church. And so, Robert, let it be indigenous. I mean, don't build a multi-million dollar facility. Why not use the church buildings that the brethren have in all the locations? Don't put any men on support and then don't pay them to come to the school. Sometimes we'll sort of cover it in that way. Don't do it. Don't rob the indigenous approach. And so we started. We would carry the courses to them in the classroom, back it up in the beginning with those old videos. Remember the old videos? Video machines that would chew up and we'd get aggravated at the tapes and pull the tapes out and wreck the video. Yeah, we started with that 23 years ago. And then we went, and boy, you know what it cost us to send one course? $75 to a foreign country. One course. 15 to 30 lessons, depending on what the course was. And then we went to the DVDs. Wow, were we blessed. It dropped all the way from $75 down to $25 to send one course. And now, guess what? We are so blessed again that we're phasing out our DVDs and we are now on flat all of our courses, over 30 courses on a thumb drive, flash drive. Isn't that wonderful? And you know what it costs us? $6. All the courses we may sin. And so the students take courses that way when we're not with them. And I love it when they said, Robert, you're no different on the course on the flash drive than you are in person. Well, I don't change. I'm the same yesterday and today and forevermore. I hope that I do improve in my life and living like Jesus. I'll never stop growing that way. But in other ways, and they're just simply amazed. They said, we just love it. It's just like you're here with us. You know, God has blessed us. We started 23 years ago, and we started with 52 students. Today, we have over 2,000 students. Now, think about the impact of that. You've got to get on the boat with me. If you don't, I'm going to kick you off without a lifeguard, okay? But get on the boat with me in this idea. Think about it. Impacting the Pacific, nearly all of it, and you're impacting it in such a way that they're able to grow spiritually. And because of that, they grow numerically because they're able to become more knowledgeable of the Word of God. We have courses such as the mission of the local church, hermeneutics, sermon prep and delivery, and many other church-related, Bible-related courses. They're growing all the time. They never leave their village. They never leave their city. They're able to go right through all of these courses without ever leaving, being effective in their home congregation. And I'll talk about some other things later. But let me tell you this. Think about the impact. We have impacted the Pacific with nearly 3,000 Christians in the Pacific. Can you think about that many Christians growing spiritually and growing in knowledge and becoming more effective soul winners, Bible school teachers, preachers, and elders and deacons? Wow, I love saying the last of that. I waited so many years to be able to say that. Isn't it wonderful? And they never leave their home congregation. They never leave their village. They never leave their city. They never leave their country. They're able to retire from their governmental or secular jobs and still have their health insurance and their, we call it Provident Fund, the Social Security. Isn't that wonderful? And be active all the time in that. We are in 14 countries of the Pacific, and I'll mention that more in a second. Now, once we developed our own website, I had a professional, I said, here's what I want, help me with it, Michael. And he began to lay it out. We started having hits from India. We began to have hits from Africa, different countries in Africa, Nigeria and Malawi mainly, and Australia as well. You know, now we're outside the Pacific. And who knows, someday we may be in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, who knows. But there's opportunities. They may increase their knowledge of the Word of God. Not only that, we are in 27 different locations. About to add number 28 this coming year where we are with Pacific Islands Bible College. We are very blessed, and I'll talk more about this. We have 25, 30, sometime we'll run 35 instructors from the States. All of them faithful with the Word. They are faithful to their God most of all. They're faithful to their family and they're faithful servants in the church of our Lord. We're thankful to God for that. Now I'll mention that in a moment. We are graduating students every year. Every year. And it's not just on one occasion. Now, and has been for the last 5 years, we are increasing in the ones that will graduate. But I love it when I'm on the brethren about, because they drag their feet taking the DVD, the flash drive courses. They can drag their feet and they graduate quicker. And I love it when they come back and they say, Brother Robert, what's more important, outdoing the Lord's work or graduating? Oh man, that put me in my right place in a hurry. And I know that it's more important for them to be out being soul winners for Jesus Christ. Now, I thought, and all I can do is give you a quick glimpse of what maybe some of the, I didn't pick the biggest, okay? Go on our website and you'll see the bigger PIBC classes. I didn't pick the biggest or the best necessarily. They're all the best. But I thought you'd like to sit like that with these brethren 3 or 4 hours a day taking courses with only a break in the middle. We're going to do it 15 nights here at the church building. We're going to all sit on the floor, all sit cross-legged. No, I won't do that to you because if I sit that way anymore, Johnny Davis, you know what they have to do? Move me with a crane. I can't do it anymore. But I thought you'd like to see We do have bigger classes. Those bigger classes will run 50, 60, 65 students in attendance. And we're thankful to God for that. Now, we are blessed to have instructors. And there are many of them. One of them is your own Dan McLeod. It's always a joy and a privilege to have Dan with me. I don't know if he's afraid, but he never questions the food, except to know the contents. And if I say, Dan, you don't want to know the contents, he's happy and he'll just eat. But nevertheless, we are thankful to God. Remember, we have 30, 35 instructors every year working throughout the Pacific Island. That's another way you bless us. You thought it was only supporting Robert and Mary. No, also Dan McLeod. And also Josh Black. I won't say Blackberry every time. Blackmer. I love Josh. I'm telling you, he's a blessing to that work in Easter Island. He's a more of a blessing to that work than I could ever be. But I'm sure glad I introduced him to that work, and it was just God sent. See, there again, you are a blessing to the work that we do. Now, PIBC is growing. I thought, are we going to stop this? We're getting these letters. And one brother wrote me, and he wrote me from Malawi, Africa. And he said, Brother Robert, I've always wanted to take Bible college courses, but I have a good government job. I cannot throw away my insurance, health insurance, my retirement, Provident Fund, Social Security. And he said, I could never go. But what a blessing. On your website, it's free. It's free. And I can take all the courses. He started with the DVDs. You know what? Listen to this. And so there was about six of them taking courses, five or six of them, best of my mind, serves me. And we told them, we're about to phase out the DVD courses. You with me? You on board with me? About to phase them out. And so the only way you'll be able to take it is by USB. You know what they did? They pooled their money, this four or five or six of them, and they went out and bought a used computer. Isn't that wonderful? They didn't say, gimme, gimme, gimme. They said, we'll go out and we'll get our own. We have students now in Malawi, Nigeria, India, and even Australia. Now, some people count, and it is part of Oceania, but it's like a continent to itself. Now, you might think, what are the PIBC students doing? What are they doing? Are they just taking courses and graduating? Well, what are they doing? Well, I can only show you a picture and say to you, I do not know, and there may be, and I just don't know it, I do not know a one of them that is not a soul winner for Jesus. Not a one of them. They just love, because we teach them, you are servants by which others believe. You're servants. And what we have taught you, and we've brought you to the point that you can go and duplicate the process again, and multiply the Lord's church, will you not do it? And they get on board. Some of them are Bible school teachers. Some of them are preachers. And we're thankful to God for that. We're just thankful to God for it. Then there are others that start developing as leaders. First of all, you know, the church of our Lord in the book of Acts, they were not elders. They were apostles. And when, like in Acts 6, there was a need in the church. Apostles called the fellowship of the believers together, the body of Christ, and they said, you choose some godly men among yourselves. And so they became servants, appointed over that work of the church. And then in time, there would be elders. You know, we are thankful that we are seeing again and again and again elders being appointed in the Pacific. We were just a part of the appointing of elders in Tarawa, Kiribati. Carried the gospel there to that country in 1982. The two men next to me are being appointed elders. The two men on the outside are being appointed as deacons. But there are other works they do, such as taking the gospel to others. Because they're servants by which others believe. And they know that we're to take the gospel to others. You know, just a few days ago, got an email from Brother Tambera, who does a lot of the emailing for the church. And he said, "Brother Robert, we just baptized 5 people." Isn't that wonderful? I'm nowhere around. I'm not in arm's length away, near to them. I'm about 9,000-10,000 miles away, and they're teaching and baptizing others because they're servants by which others believe. And we teach them that from day one. And then as they teach and baptize, another body is formed. They teach, they go with the gospel in their own country, and they teach and they baptize. Isn't it a blessing of what they're doing for the Lord? And then Mary, wow, you know, that's my high school sweetheart. Oh, she's still my high school sweetheart. And sometimes we're sitting together, and I'll look at her and start grinning, and she'll say, "Quit the Cheshire cat grinning." She'll say to me, "Isn't it wonderful? 57 years of being together, really 58. We're together every day in high school. What a blessing." For 35 years before Maria got so sick, we've always felt like that we need to teach and train. We need to teach and train. We need to teach and train. I said to Mary, we never know when governments, when we lived in the Pacific Islands, will say no more. They can close it down any time. So we need to teach and train in such a way that if we're not anywhere within 9,000-10,000 miles, the church will go right on, not miss a heartbeat. And so Mary always taught and trained like that. She's the greatest little soul winner you've ever been around. She's just beautiful in doing that kind of work. But now, women that she has taught and trained as Sunday school teachers, as teachers that can teach other women. I tell you, some of these women could come right here to Palm Beach Lakes and they could teach your ladies' day and not miss a heartbeat and do a great job. You know, we've now got grandmothers and mothers and great-granddaughters and some of them great-granddaughters in the beginning stages of Mary teaching and training. You know, the main thing is pass it on. We are servants by which others believe. And what a blessing she has been. You know, recently, I was just about ready to go into a location and start my work, evangelism, edification, and equipping. And I was just about ready to go into that location, but from emailing the brethren and talking to them on the phone, they had an issue. They had an issue that I knew we wouldn't get much done without solving that issue. So when I got off the plane, went through immigration and customs, I came out with my luggage and all the brethren were grinning like Cheshire cats. They were all grinning and I said, "Brethren, I thought y'all had an issue. What all are you grinning about?" "Brother Robert, you just thought we had a problem. We don't have it anymore." And I said, "Well, which one of y'all solved it? Or did y'all get together?" "No, we got on the phone with Sister Mary, and she solved it before you ever got here." You know, don't ever minimize what we can do from a distance with communication being like it is. Am I right? Now, Mary is one of those ladies that was reared up back in the 50s and 60s, the late 40s, 50s and 60s, and she knows her biblical role as a Christian woman. But what a blessing she is. What a blessing she is to the work. Now, people always ask me, and it's because they don't know the region. "Robert, do y'all have any disasters?" Well, Dan and I come from, and Judy, we come from an area where tornadoes come across northern Alabama, and when they come out of northeast Mississippi, they're stinkers. They're bad. They can peel the asphalt off the road and pull the brick off of a building. They're bad. Very destructive. And so I say, yes, we've got those kind of things in the Pacific. We got typhoons winding over 215 miles an hour. That 225-mile-an-hour one was a stinker. It flattened everything. Even concrete buildings broke up. You know about that from the Bahamas. And I said, we've got hurricanes in the South Pacific, now called cyclones, and they're bad. The flooding is bad. Everything is bad about it. You get over it. And then we've got earthquakes. They said, oh, no. I said, yeah, we got earthquakes. And the shakers are not so bad, okay? The shakers are not bad because you can keep your equilibrium and you can keep your balance somewhat. But when that earth starts going like this, oh, you can't keep anything. So we have earthquakes. And then we have volcanoes, some of them with the lava, especially in Vanuatu, New Caledonia, Solomon Islands, we have, they sit right on that ring of fire, and it seems like sometimes it's just a chain reaction. And sometimes it's not the lava, it's so destructive and can contaminate streams, wells, waters, everything. Everything is ruined. Crashes buildings, very destructive. And the ash, now it has a good side. It fertilizes the earth, but on the other side, it is very destructive. The brethren in Ambai, Vanuatu, had built the building you see on the top. They had worked on it for nearly 3 years. Every block they formed with a block mold that had four blocks so you could mold in it. They brought the sand from the coast up that mountain. And when they could not get a vehicle to bring it, a four-wheel vehicle, the men had put it on their shoulders. And I said, brethren, sometime I think you put it on some of the women's shoulders. And they carried that sand. For 3 years they built. Overnight, that building crushed to the ground. No insurance, because insurance cannot be gotten in that area. Because of the volcano right above the village called Duviara. You know what the word Duviara means? The end of the gate. And it's the end of the world, really. I think it's the jumping off place that my grandpa talked about. But they're wonderful people. God's blessed us. By being servants of the Lord, we have sown the seed in that area of Ambai Vanuatu, all the way from Nahala to Duviara. God blessed that work we did. We planted two congregations in that area and we're working on the third. But overnight, the building was gone. No more building. Finally, the government evacuated. Mandatory evacuation. The old people said, we don't want to go. We do not want to go. You got to go. You can die if you stay on this island. And so they evacuated them to three other islands. But before they were evacuated, we had to reach in and help. There's times when brethren cannot do it themselves. That's the time we need to step in and do what they can't do. And God blessed us for over a year now that we've sent, and you have blessed us in having the special project funds that we could help them without a heartbeat. We could help them again and again and again and again and again. And that went on for over a year that we've done this. Because, brethren, with that ash being that deep or that thick, all things have gone. No more vegetation. No more vegetation. No more crops. No more planting gardens till it starts coming back. You know, we thank God we could show our love. I love John 4:35. When we love each other, we show whose disciples we are. And we are so blessed to be joined by congregations like Palm Beach Lakes that allows Mary and I to help again and to show the love of Jesus. It's not enough just to say, we love you. Those are words. But rather, we need to show our love when the time comes. Now, we're going to go back. We're going to go back many years. I'm going to make it short. Many years ago, there had been others before us that had done such a wonderful job. They had tried to carry the gospel into an area in the provincial area of Nitocerian. They had labored diligently, but it hadn't happened. Couldn't get the church really going. Mary and I came in. Some people said, you don't need to go into this area. Really, it's not good to go into this area without a local person to go into that area. Well, we went. We weren't being silly. We just went. We carried the gospel in two people we baptized there. We stayed with them till we had taught them and trained them all the way. Brother Mavono Sr. and his wife Elinani. Mavono is Sr. has passed away. Elinani is still living. That's their youngest son, Mavono Jr. And his wife over on the right, Lo, or maybe, yeah, I think it's your right. Let me turn around. You're on your right. And so, what a wonderful servant of God he is, Mavono Jr. Just like his father, walking in his pathway. We started off meeting in their bure, their thatch hut. And boy, we began to grow. We stayed with it. We went every week for years and years. And the church begin to grow. I was there just a few weeks ago. This is the third building they've built because they keep outgrowing the building. Now they are up to about 65, 75. They have three elders, did have four, and Brother Rusi just passed away. They're teaching and baptizing others. Here's a congregation that is a good representation of what we've duplicated over and over and over. Pass it on. Stay with them. Teach them and train them. Equip them so that they may do God's work effectively. You know, this church, they're already talking about building again. Talking about building again. And they are growing spiritually and numerically. Now, we've always stayed. This has been our stay scripture all these years. And when they had preached the gospel of that city, they returned. Read the book of Acts, a whole book sometime. They returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, strengthened the souls of the disciples. Verse 23, appointing elders in every church. Brethren, that's it. Evangelism, edification, and equipping. A few years ago, Brother Earl Edwards asked me to work up a chart on this. And so I did. We have carried the gospel. We've been sowing the seed. And we've been planting churches. And from day one, when they are, and sometimes they'll say, Brother Robert, we start right now? Yes. Reproducing yourself, governing yourselves, and supporting yourselves. Isn't that wonderful? And that allows us to go on to others. Brethren, sometimes people say to me, what are you doing now? Well, we're still doing the same thing. We are sharing the gospel with others. We're still servants by which others believe. And we're still building. Last year, Mary said, did you think that we would be in this work for 45 years. Why did I ask that question, Robert? I knew after 1 year in Fiji, she said. And after we started taking the gospel to Samoa, not Western Samoa anymore, Dan, Samoa. And Dan happened to be on that trip when we baptized the first person in that country. And we've duplicated it again and again and again. Remember that none of the glory belongs to us. I am so inadequate, it is unreal. But I know that I'm a servant by which others believe. And we just keep building. And you are part of that building with us on that far-flung Rapa Nui Easter Island, the most eastern part of the Pacific Islands. And in so many ways, you're a part of that work. I'm sure that the elders will have the baskets out this morning. And you know, every 2 years, we try to raise $20,000. Sometimes we exceed it a little. We've never fallen short in all these years we've done it. And you know, it allows us to do some things that we would not be able to do just from our monthly work fund. But it helps us to just reach on out and to do more work. And if you'll see the special project one-time funds spending in our newsletter, you'll see many different projects we do nearly every month. And it is from that. So this morning when you leave, I know you already love us and care about us and pray for us. Remember when you leave to put something in the basket if you can. And I think most of the time the elders try to extend it to Sunday night. Thank you for loving us, caring about us, praying for us, that we may have the health and well-being to be servants of the Lord. Right on time. Thank you so very much. Dan, I'll turn it back to you.